Good morning, Karen. Sentencing is this morning for the Highland Park shooter. Will Cremo be in court, and does it matter? Is he going to say anything? Does it matter to the judge as far as sentencing?
Well, the sentencing is pretty much a done deal. When you kill more than two people, you have life without the possibility of parole, and he had 21 counts to which he pled guilty. So this is a fait accompli. He is going to be sentenced, and there's no question about it. This is really just for the victims and for the public. So he doesn't have the obligation to be there, and remember, he didn't show up for half of his court appearances, and in particular, the jury selection. So, you know, don't be surprised if he doesn't sit there and listen to all the victims say all these terrible things about him. But he can address the court if he chooses to. He will have that opportunity, as will his parents. And I think this is going to be a very, very interesting process because a lot of people have a lot to say.
Yeah, victims and victims' families can talk today. In your experience, Karen, is that something that is therapeutic, or does that just traumatize them again?
Victims testify at a trial in the guilt-innocent phase. I think that can re-traumatize them because you have the crime scene pictures and you have the issue of maybe this guy is going to walk. So here we know he's already convicted. We know everybody knows he's going to spend the rest of his life in a small jail cell. And I think this gives them power and it gives them a little sense of now this guy had power over my loved one. Now I get to talk. I get to tell people what I think, whether it's religious, whether they're going to forgive him, whether they're going to be angry, or maybe they're going to talk about social issues like gun control and parental responsibility and mental health counseling. So this is their opportunity to voice and to basically say, you know what, my loved one means more than the actions of you, Mr. Convicted Criminal. So I think it'll be good for them, Bob, is my answer.
We recently heard that the Cook County prison population has gone up by about 12%. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? What does this mean?
You know, it's kind of, I'm not quite sure if it's good or bad. I mean, keeping bad people off the streets is a really good thing. And so they're tracking to determine whether this new state's attorney's policies have caused the prison system to swell here. The bad part of it is that when you go to Cook County, you are waiting your trial, right? So there are 200 people in lockup who have been waiting more than 5 years. There are some that have been waiting 10 years for trial. Hmm. So the downside of this is that these cases are not getting tried as quickly as they should. They're languishing, and I'm not blaming anybody, but it's the system that allows it to happen. Also, you know, but if you're taking people off the street who are dangerous because of gun crimes, then so be it. And that's going to be what it's going to be. But I think they're still studying it, but we're not at a point where it's a crisis the sheriff can handle. The number of people, and I think that it remains to be seen.
It's the highest level in 8 months. And the Supreme Court is deliberating this case about LGBTQ-themed books in elementary schools. How do you think the court will rule here, Karen?
Well, the parents have sued saying they want to opt out. They want to be able to have their child opt out when it comes to reading stories or reading books that have any exposure to gender issues. And I think the court is going to say that parents do get a right to opt out. I think this court is very protective of religious freedom, and we all have a religious freedom. And I think that's going to be a sharply divided court between liberal and conservative. But, you know, the issue here is not just this very small issue. It's going to be a slippery slope, because at what point does a parent have a right to say, I have a religious belief that segregation in schools is bad, so I want my kid only with boys or only with white people. So it is a slippery slope on what is a legitimate religious belief here and what is not. But I think they're going to uphold the right to opt out.
We shall see. More from Karen on the radio here Sunday, 3 until 5. Have a good day. Thank you, Karen.
You too, Bob. Bye-bye.